Trojans talking league crown, cheer safety, and 50 turn 60. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. There's a lot of exciting basketball in East Lansing these days, taking place about a mile north of the Michigan State campus, up MAC Avenue to East Lansing High School, where the boys' basketball team enters this week undefeated. Coach Steve Finnemore's squad is 14-0 and can clinch a share of the Capital Area Conference Red Division this week, and sophomore sensation Brendan Johns told Brock Palmbush at MHSAA Network flagship station WVFN in East Lansing that's the top team goal right now.
Yeah, it's something that we've had in mind since the start of the season. And we're really close, so if we can pull it off, then I'll be really proud of everybody. And it's just something that we've been working for and working toward.
Johns, a 6'8 sophomore center, is averaging a double-double, 20.6 points and 10.5 rebounds per game, and he gets plenty of support from sharpshooting guard Caleb Hoekstra and forward DeAndre Robinson. In 1958, shortly after East Lansing High School was built at the MAC in Bertram Drive site, a young coach named Gus Ganakis walked the Trojans down the street to Jennison Fieldhouse and upended River Rouge for the Class B crown. Stay tuned to see what happens to this year's team. Our Michigan Army National Guard Performer of the Week is Jason Wittens of Powers North Central boys basketball team, who helped run the defending Class D champions' winning streak to 40 games. You can read all about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Joe Gibbs of Kingsford, who went on a 13-point third quarter run and ended the game with 23 in a boys basketball victory over Gladstone, and to the Petoskey boys skiing team, which won its fourth straight Big North Conference title last week. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Cheerleaders, usually at the college level, get in the sports headlines whenever an accident occurs causing a serious injury. In Michigan, the sport of competitive cheer doesn't make the news in that regard. Why? Because this sport, which was created by Michigan schools, has built-in safety guidelines for competition, including the proper mats, rules which prohibit dangerous stunts, and safety judges observing the routines, whose responsibility it is to detect, record, and report safety violations when they occur and to penalize those who commit them. This format is exclusive to Michigan and just another way that high school sports take the extra step to make sure the games our children play are as safe as they can possibly be.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. 60 years ago, 1956, there were a couple of significant accomplishments in the MHSAA boys basketball tournament. One has lived on as one of those records which may never be broken. Battle Creek Lakeview center Bob Sticks Bolton poured in 50 points in a Class B quarterfinal win over Kalamazoo State High in the old Hastings High School gymnasium to set a scoring game record for a final round contest, including the semifinals and final events. Sticks was a fitting name for this 6'9", 150-pound center who dominated most every game he played, and that night at Hastings, before an overcrowd of at least 2,500, he scored 32 points in the first half, 20 in the second period as Lakeview won going away. Lakeview and Bolton met their match a couple of nights later in Jennison Fieldhouse, running into eventual Class B champion Stevenson and marvelous Mel Peterson. And Stevenson is part of that other feat from 1956 I'll tell you about later. Bolton's basketball skills propelled him to winning ways beyond the court. His lifetime calling as a minister is where he used the game, and that 50-point night in particular, to help win souls, something he and I talked about on several occasions until his passing in 2008. The closest anyone has since come is former Detroit Pershing standout Keith Appling, who scored a final game record 49 points in 2009, pulled from the floor with about a minute to play and victory in hand. Maybe that hand was divine intervention that day. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.